welcome back to the show.
Oh, yeah. Wow, I'm so glad you made it in today.
Hey, I've been here for at least 3 minutes.
You know what? You have. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, madam.
Hi, boss man. How's it going?
It's going well, lady face.
So is it just, is this how it's going to work now? You show up whenever you want?
Oh, man. You're brutal way too early. It is way too early Wednesday. You can get your request in facebook.com/mystaticradio. Can I be honest?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't wake up that late.
Then why were you taking so long?
My normal routine for the mornings, if it's after a certain amount of time, there's like the, oh, rad, I'm awake in time for a shower.
Okay, yeah, I have those mornings
and then
too.
There's the, oh, rad, I'm awake in time for brushing my teeth and putting on deodorant. And so this morning was, oh, rad, I'm awake enough for putting on deodorant and brushing my teeth. And so no shower. So I was like, all right, but I got like 15 minutes still to get ready. So deodorant, brush my teeth. And then I was like, oh, crap, my mustache. Because it's all like, it looked like a fuzzy caterpillar. And so I'm like, well, it can't look like a fuzzy caterpillar. So I had to like wash it, you know, like,
oh my gosh,
shampoo it.
Uh-huh.
And then got to get the grooming clay. And then you got to brush in the grooming clay. And then you got to get the handlebar wax that I have, and you gotta wax it. I shaved all around, though. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Can you super tell?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You hate it. Do you hate it?
Are you trying to ease this onto us?
I really am. I'm slowly but surely, it's just going to be Burt Reynolds.
When that happens, I'm going to throw up all day.
You know what?
I don't want to know. Don't tell me.
It's March Mustache Madness. And yesterday, Nate Heitzig, who will be joining me today at 9 o'clock for Shock Paper Live.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah. Have you seen his?
Yes. In fact, when you left yesterday, I heard you like laughing and talking really loudly. I'm like, why the heck is he talking so loud? And you're at the front of the building.
Yeah,
and right. Then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, Nate traipses is back here. I'm like, it's all explained now. What the heck is that?
He's got, it looks like, yellow eyeliner over his lip, his top lip. So he's doing it too, but he was trying to encourage me yesterday that I have to, for the sake of humanity, for the sake of mankind.
Both of you have amazing wives, because I am not that amazing.
Yeah.
My husband even starts to grow, and I'm like, hey, you missed a lot, just so you know. Gotta get back in the bathroom right
now.
It's
March! You have to at least give it to him.
Okay, it's March Madness. It's also Michelle Madness.
Yes, okay.
Deal with it. Fine.
All right.
Whatever. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. It's,
you know,
not my face.
Mitch Madness would have made way more sense, because it's March.
Mitch.
Madness.
Whatever.
I'm just trying to help you.
I'm a gentle soul. Michelle Madness.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Matthew from Albuquerque, guys. How are you?
Hey, Matthew from Albuquerque. What are you doing, buddy?
Not much. Just waiting for the bus again.
Booyah!
That's good.
It seems like a daily
routine. How are you guys doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. Have you seen my mustache?
No. Yeah. I'm going to see if my mom can turn on the studio cam on the internet.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
she'll
let me on.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to show the studio cam his mustache. It's awesome. Just sit down.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Man, what took you guys so long? I was waiting forever.
Oh, well, actually, Mitch has been talking all morning. She's been here.
But he had to groom himself.
I had to groom myself. You see, Matthew, when you grow a man mustache like mine...
It's getting a little long.
You actually... I have to put this beeswax stuff right underneath my top lip so that it doesn't, like, really, like, crack at my top lip. And then I got to use this, like, grooming clay stuff. I got to brush all that in. And then I've got to get the actual, like, wax that's with the firm hold... for the tips, you know, to try and make sure that this thing curls, which is still not doing a fantastic job because they don't sell good mustache wax in New Mexico. So I actually had to order some from Oregon. So,
you know what? That's amazing how they don't sell that kind of stuff here in New Mexico. And yet we have everything else almost, you know.
Right?
Right, but not mustache wax.
Except this one restaurant, guys, that I don't know, they have it in California.
Are you talking about mustache wax?
No. It's a burger restaurant. I forgot the name already.
In-N-Out Burger.
Yes, Steve-O. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know if you guys have heard.
California.
They're going to build one near the Windrock Mall pretty soon.
Lies! Are you kidding me? You don't toy with my emotions, Matthew from Albuquerque. You don't toy with them.
You guys like In-N-Out Burger, too?
No.
What? I mean,
we don't.
We don't.
Oh,
that stuff is gross.
You guys have to try that.
No, we've had it before. We don't like it. I don't like it.
Are you?
I'm talking for both of us.
On. All right, what do you want to hear?
This morning, guys, let's see. Can you guys please play some Amber Bones for me?
Absolutely.
And I want to put this out to my old bus attendant, Tina Baldonado, if you're out there.
Tina.
If you're out there. Your old one?
Yeah, she doesn't work on the bus anymore.
If you're out there.
Yeah, we had somebody replaced her on the bus, so it's...
Oh.
Yeah, she kind of owns her own thrift store, which is going to be closing pretty soon, so...
Huh.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right.
I play a song
thanks,
for her.
Guys.
All right, thanks,
you guys
buddy.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Right,
bye.
Yeah, I can say it now.
In honor of her not being around.
Oh, no.
We don't know where she went.
So you're playing To the Wolves?
I'm feisty this morning. It's way too early Wednesday. Get your request in now. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. We are 3 minutes away from Wet Newsday.
That's right.
Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Mike Maine's in the branches. Stop the car!
It's 7:36.
Or 6:36.
It's 6:36. You know. Oh, gosh.
It's way too early Wednesday. You can get your request in for Way Too Early Wednesday at Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is a couple minutes behind schedule.
6:36.
But.
I'm really stressed out.
It's Wed Newsday.
It's Wed Newsday.
Oh!
It's Wed News.
It's going to be that kind of day.
Hold on.
It was in mute.
Ready? Mm-hmm. It's Wed Newsday.
No, I don't want to now.
Breaking news! Just in case you were counting down the hours until you could get your hands on the Cool Ranch flavored Doritos Locos Tacos.
16th.
Taco Bell has news that might make you happy. The Cool Ranch DLT, which was supposed to be released March 7th, will now be available today! So if you like
gross,
Cool
dude.
Ranch Doritos Locos Tacos, which I might.
Gross.
You can go get those.
Gross.
You can taste them.
That's disgusting. You know that's disgusting, right?
Just like the nasty cheesy ones from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
That was
yeah,
disgusting.
Right.
And they got like nasty soggy.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Ugh. You're like, no, just try it. It's so good. It was not good.
You know, well, never mind. Okay, moving on.
Breaking news. Fred Butler has done many things in his 106 years of living, but serving in two military theaters of World War II to help raising five children. But he had never gone to high school. Okay. Or earned a diploma, the result of leaving school after the eighth grade to work full-time in a print shop to help support his family. Butler's relatives recently began to seek ways to help him get a diploma when they realized how much the lack still bothered him. Butler's first reaction to being told he was going to be awarded an honorary diploma? I didn't earn it.
Wow.
So you got that, I guess. Just skip right over every other detail that would make me interested in the story.
Dude, it's like Billy Madison.
I know.
He's going back to school.
But he earned it. It wasn't an honorary diploma.
Going back to school to get his diploma.
He had to go back to school to get his diploma so he'd get a bunch of money.
Because, you know, when you're 106, that high school diploma really matters for jobs.
Right.
You know, like, it's hard to get a good job at 106 without a high school diploma.
That's what I was thinking. Next story. Breaking news. Are you pregnant?
No.
Oh, that would have been breaking news. Better save up for a new pair of shoes if you are. A study found pregnancy permanently changes the shape and size of women's feet. 70% of soon-to-be mommies ended up with longer feet, closer to half an inch.
What?
Their feet also became wider and flatter. That's just with the first pregnancy. What happened with the second and third? Not much. The worst happens during baby number one. My sister had pregnant shoes. Like, but
really?
she can go back to her normal shoes after she was done with being pregnant.
Because she just wears scuba flippers.
Oh my gosh.
Her feet didn't change at all.
You don't know that.
Dumbest, like,
you don't know that.
I do. I've been married to her for almost 11 years.
Maybe she said something and you're like, oh, really? And then you just ignored it.
About her feet being baby?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. But it said the first baby.
Yeah, we've had three. We've had three of those.
Yeah.
They said that's just with the first baby.
Yes.
You said that.
Yes.
News person.
Yeah, first baby.
Yeah.
So maybe it just happened with Jack. You don't remember.
No.
Breaking news. In Germany, a man called police to report that someone broke into his home, cleaned the inside of his fridge, washed his dishes, vacuumed, and left fresh baked cookies on his kitchen table.
What?
That's literally why he called the police.
Please let that person rob my house.
Yeah. But a while ago, we read a story about a woman who was doing that, but then she was leaving, like, a bill behind.
Mm-hmm.
What was she, like, the cleaning fairy or something?
I don't know. We need that, because we're, like, get packing. No, no,
I need
no.
that, too.
No, because we're moving, and when you move, you want to, like, leave the house and, like, scrub it down and make sure it's, like, really nice and clean, you know, like, for the people that are buying it. And so I actually need a cleaning fairy. You do not.
Yes,
I do. You're just lazy. Like, you just have animals, and so you're like, oh, there's hair everywhere.
Oh, whatever. I'm freaking vacuuming and sweeping every day of my life, and it's never ending.
Is that why you're wearing, like, the Cinderella headband
thing
today?
Feel like Cinderella. I feel like I need to just go home and clean after this.
Okay. Ugh. Anyways.
Breaking news! A Jonesboro, Arkansas woman was arrested on DWI charges after police say she slammed her car into a mobile home and then tried to leave the scene of the accident in a child's battery-operated truck.
Okay.
A witness who called in the accident told police the woman was dressed in a white sweatshirt with no pants or shoes on.
Cleaning fairy. That's the other one. That's her sister. She didn't do so well.
She's just really upset.
Yeah.
That's your breaking news.
All right. It is way too early Wednesday. You can get your request in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got one for some Switchfoot. Taking you back.
That's right.
Serious years. Song's called Meant to Live. See you on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Apprentice, Adeline. Hopefully that's what JD's lady wanted. Or at least that's what I'm assuming.
Hopefully. I doubt it.
Well, because of how many means do you know?
I don't know. I think you're just guessing, though.
I think
you're assuming.
Here, check. This is how you do, bro. This is how you do. Boom. And then...
Kids?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think you're totally...
I'm totally assuming. However, it is March 6th. It is 6:49. Which means time for birthdays!
And people do have birthdays today.
Oh, man.
People were born on March 6th.
What is that voice?
This is my birthday voice.
Okay.
First up, singer Mary Wilson of The Supremes.
Right?
How old is she?
That's that band that comes with sour cream, right?
Yes! This is everything.
Diana Ross, hello, The Supremes.
Yeah.
72.
69.
Wow.
Also, Tom Arnold.
Of course.
Yeah.
Was once married to Roseanne fame.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Really? You didn't know that?
No, I didn't
know. Tom Arnold.
Roseanne Barr?
Like, yeah.
I didn't know that.
They were married.
I didn't know she ever got married.
Yeah.
I don't know who Tom Arnold is.
What?
By the way.
True Lies? Did you ever see True Lies?
No.
Did you ever see Roseanne?
Yeah.
He was on Roseanne for like 5 minutes because they got married and then it was like, hey, and he's
be on my show.
53.
54.
Ah, wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan.
92.
87.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm getting close today.
Yeah.
It's making me feel better.
Actor of All in the Family, director When Harry Met Sally, This is Spinal Tap, Rob Reiner.
Wow. 62.
66.
Man! We're getting the decades right.
Yes. Connie Britton from Nashville and Friday Night Lights.
Ah, yes. 37.
46.
Wow.
Yeah.
She looks pretty good.
Oh, you know who that is. Really?
Yeah, isn't that the mom chick?
I don't know who that is.
She was in the... Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Totally lying to me.
No, I think it's the older chick in Nashville. The, like, other singer.
Ah.
That's not Hayden...
Panettiere.
Whatever.
Did you watch Heroes? It's the only reason I know her name. D.L. Hughley?
Ah, yes. DL 42.
49.
Band.
Singer guitarist David Gilmour of Pink Floyd.
Yes, dude. Singer. Singer.
Singer.
That's a weird word.
He's a singer.
Lead singer.
He's a singer.
He's a singer in 63. No, 70. 68. Wait, Pink Floyd. 71.
What's your final answer?
80. What was it?
67.
Was that the first one I said?
You said 63.
Oh, okay.
You were closer. And then you said 68 or something.
Terrible at this today.
How do you do at tests? Do you suck at tests? Like,
what are you talking about?
Like,
how do I do a test? I study. Like, what do you mean, how do I do a test?
Yeah, but then
like,
do you answer school? All the questions correctly, or do you, like, second guess yourself and then get, like, a 65?
If I knew the answer, it was yes. And if I didn't know the answer, that one.
Okay.
I just go for it. But I mean, you studied for tests. I can't study birthdays. You can't
Why
equate
not?
This to studying.
I study
for
birthdays.
Tests.
That's what I do.
Wow.
Okay. And the last one on the list?
Uh-huh.
Former NBA center Shaquille O'Neal.
Ah, yes. Shaq.
How old is Shaq?
Okay.
Also
he
known
as... He was drafted
as-
by the Orlando Magic in... I'm trying to think of my baseball cards.
He was in baseball?
I mean, my basketball cards.
Oh, my
sorry.
Gosh. I was like, well, what?
All cards are baseball cards.
He was an actor. He was in a terrible, terrible movie called, like, Shazam or something.
Oh. He was in a few movies, bro. He was in Steel. Oh. He was in Shazam. Oh. He was in a movie called Blue Chips.
Huh? No, I don't know. I've never heard of it.
It's all right.
How old is he? Come on, you gotta get this one right. You haven't played the Rooster song at all.
45. 40. 37. 30. 16. He's 16. He's 16.
You are right!
Where?
He's 16.
Yes! What is he really?
He's 41.
Ah!
You said 40.
Man.
5. You said 45. That's what you said. I'm sorry. You didn't win any of those. This is like...
I didn't get any birthdays today.
Yesterday, I was watching...
That's all right.
Hey, yesterday, I was watching Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
And like 6 times in a row, they hit bankrupt.
Oh,
this
that's
is
the
super
worst.
Lame.
That's the worst. You can't watch that.
Yeah.
Can't watch stuff like that.
I gave it up because I just kept getting bankrupt. Today is also Dentist's Day. It is also Frozen Food Day.
Uh-huh.
And National Oreo Day.
Oh, cool.
I like Oreos.
All right.
I like...
We need to get that machine separator thing.
Oh, I found it online. I can post it, the video of the dude who made it, and
really?
Then it shows everything about it. He's like really, he has really dry humor, but he's hilarious.
Really?
He's like,
well, yeah. He invented an Oreo separator
yeah,
machine.
Yeah, but he looks like he's really serious. He reminds me of Thebes. I'm going to post the video.
Wow. All right. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. It's just before 7 o'clock. Coming back, we got some Alabama Shakes, some brand new music from Clemency, and the 7 o'clock hour.
More of us.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some knives on airplanes.
Maybe.
What?
Wait, whoa.
I know.
Knives on airplanes?
We're going to talk about this coming up.
Okay.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Static Radio. Clemency. Boys Choir kicking off your 7 o'clock hour. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I was reading this story this morning. Do you fly? Do you travel ever?
Yeah.
Do you go places?
Uh-huh.
Do you do things
mm-hmm.
ever?
Yes.
According to the TSA, that's the time spent awake,
mm-hmm.
or the Travel Security Agency, or the Transportation Security Administration, depending on if you want to be right. It's actually the Transportation Security Administration.
Okay.
For the first time since 9/11, TSA is actually going to start allowing small knives and previously prohibited items on planes.
What?
Yeah, according to the TSA, passengers are going to be able to carry on knives that are less than 2.36 inches long and less than 1/2 inch wide. Larger knives, those with locking blades, molding handles, will continue to be prohibited, as well razor blades and box cutters, but they're also going to start allowing sports equipment on planes as well. Billiard cues, ski poles, hockey sticks, lacrosse sticks, golf clubs.
Okay.
Souvenir novelty and toy baseball bats, such as wiffle ball bats, will also be allowed. apparently they weren't allowed before. I don't think I've ever taken a flight and been like, you know what I really need right now? My wiffle ball bat. But apparently, it's happening.
That sounds super dangerous.
TSA said the new regulations are going to allow their officers to focus more on finding higher threat items such as explosives. 505-338-3700, of course, is the phone number. They believe that items like small knives are unlikely to result in catastrophic destruction of an aircraft. And policies already put in place like hardened cockpit doors, federal air marshals, crew members with self-defense training, reduce the likelihood of passengers breaching said cockpit.
Okay.
So, Douglas Laird, the president of aviation consulting firm Laird & Associates, said, quote, all TSA is doing is catching up with the rest of the world after 9/11. The TSA overreacted, he says, put restrictions in place in the heat of the moment that exceeded those in other countries. Apparently, other countries already allow that. Small knives are permitted. Let's see. Pitchforks, grenades, swords, nunchucks, stun guns, ammo, spears remain on the no-fly list.
What? Which, you know, nunchucks?
Grenades, you know.
Why don't... I guess I can understand grenades.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Pitchforks. This is on a list of what not to carry with you.
They have to cover everything. There can't be any loopholes.
Are you kidding me? I just can't imagine somebody like walking up to
their pitchfork.
Yes, like
they have to be wearing overalls.
Hi, Cletus. Just spray the pitchfork. We're going on one of them mangled airplanes. I just can't fathom it. Pitchforks are on the list. Grenades are on the list. Which means that at some point in time, somewhere, someone thought it was acceptable.
Can you imagine?
To bring a grenade. Dude. Yeah.
I would flip out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Swords, nunchucks.
Well, how do you feel about the whole small knife thing? Does this make you... whatever?
Dude, 2.36, less than 2.36 inches long.
So it's like a little pocket
knife.
I like
how we just like, you have to
one,
gauge.
Two,
well, that's like an inch. It's like...
that big.
Like that big. That's the smallest knife I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's a
what
pocket knife.
Do?
It's like one of those like little cheapy ones.
Yeah. So those will be allowed, you know, and then sports equipment. Are you kidding? The scariest one for me is ski poles. That's like a sword.
Ski poles?
Are you kidding?
Ski poles and golf clubs. That's terrifying.
Well, only two, actually. You can't have your entire set of clubs, but I'm serious. That's the truth. They're permitting sports equipment up to two clubs. So maybe if you want to keep your driver with you, because those are usually pretty expensive.
I was saying, just bring my putter. I don't know any of them.
You would bring your 5-iron, huh?
I would.
His 5-iron
friends. Yeah, I see what you did there. Yeah. No one else understood.
So anyways, small knives are permitted, but yes, pitchforks, grenades, swords, nunchucks, stun guns, ammo. Ammo? Really? Spears?
You can't bring spears?
No, you can't bring spears.
Well, then what's the point of going on a hunting trip?
Wow.
You just have to drive there.
Apparently, the agents confiscate such pieces of lethal weaponry at security checkpoints on a regular basis.
Are you kidding me?
I guess. I have no idea, but I don't know. I've had a moment of like, not a what was I thinking type moment, but getting ready to board an airplane and I'm going through the list and they're going through stuff. But I didn't realize that you couldn't have, like, was it hair gel, basically?
Yeah, it all has to be in a clear bag. And
yeah, I didn't know any of that.
You can't have that.
Like, one of the time, yeah. And so, they took all that.
Yeah.
Because it has to be less than however many ounces or whatever.
Yeah.
My mustache wax is only 0.5 ounces, so
you could bring that in.
I could bring that with me.
Yeah, I had a what was
a
thinking moment.
I carry it with me everywhere I go.
Oh my gosh, it's so ridiculous. So
I still have the Ziploc bag. True story. It's in the Ziploc bag that you put it in. Come on, look at that.
I know.
Keeping it
so
with
it
me
doesn't
everywhere.
Leak everywhere.
I know. Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I could go on an airplane with my mustache.
Yes. I had a what was I thinking moment. It was also water. And they were like, you can't bring that. You can't bring that in. I'm like, oh, so I have to stand out here and down this? Or no, they just made me throw it away.
Really?
I was like, because there's totally chemicals in here that could blow up a plane.
Oh, yeah. That's what you should have said to the TSA at the airport. Are you stupid?
That's what I said.
I love you.
That's
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I'm going to get a phone call from somebody now who's mad at me.
No, that was a question. That was a question.
That was a question. And
I'm
you know
not
what?
Stupid.
Jesus asked that question to his disciples. So, bleh, on you. It's true.
I think you're getting defensive before it's time.
I know, right? I'm just trying to ward them off. Ward them off ahead of time.
It's like garlic for vampires.
Like the TSA with their like list, all right? You can't have grenades on a plane. You can't have swords on a plane. You can't call in with stupid questions and get mad over nothing.
It hasn't happened yet.
Okay, good.
They had to say those things because it happened. Actually, it did happen, I guess.
Right, all right.
Anyway, no, I didn't say that to them. I was just like, oh, are you kidding me? I just got this water.
Yeah.
I just paid $3 for this because we're at the airport. Everything's way more expensive.
Exactly. Well, you don't buy anything at the airport. What is wrong with you?
I was 14.
Magazines are like $30.
I was 14.
Okay.
I know magazines are like $40. I bought them.
Movie theaters and airports. That's where you don't want to like buy anything.
Yeah.
Popcorn, $47.
And I found out that drinks there are not the same. Like Starbucks.
Yeah.
Because they're all franchises. It's not like
right.
Ugh.
Obviously.
Learn the hard way.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Oh, Beaver, what did you do now? What did you do now? What are you talking about?
You didn't hear about a show in London?
I saw something that I didn't really look into because I try not to be super crazy, but you're going to tell me.
Monday in London, the Biebs. He had a show. Little 9-year-old, 10-year-old girls waiting patiently.
They're not all 9 and 10.
Waiting. Waiting.
Waiting.
Waiting.
Okay. What happened?
Is he gonna
perform?
Is he gonna come out? is he gonna make it?
Okay.
Keep in mind that most of his fans have to get up early for school the next day.
Shut up.
Cause they're in elementary school.
You're so mean. You're so mean.
Still waiting. Still waiting.
I'm sorry, I'm not an adult.
Still waiting. And waiting.
Okay.
2 hours!
What?
2 hours!
That's just rude. He should have come out on stage and said something.
Bieber has been forced to apologize for upsetting his disappointed young concertgoers and their very angry soccer moms who drug them to said concert. In a series of tweets yesterday, Bieber said, "Last night I was scheduled after 3 opening acts to go on stage at 9:35, not 8:30. So that's not much of an apology. He's actually just trying to make excuses.
Yeah.
Disputing reports that he got started 2 hours late, but because of technical issues, he didn't go on until after 10:10.
Whoa.
10:10.
Dang.
So he says he was 40 minutes late to the stage, but again, also continued, "There's no excuse for that, and I apologize for anyone we upset," end quote. Yeah.
I don't know. Things happen.
Sources say there were plenty of teenage girls in tears because of how late the show was. And
oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Get over it.
Dude, do you realize how much money it costs to see that dude in concert?
Yes.
You do, because you wanted to go see him in Denver.
It's a few thousand.
And you couldn't because it was so stupidly expensive to see a teenage dude sing like this.
Yeah, I'm not going unless I'm gifted that, honestly. I'm not going to go see that unless it's like someone gets me on a list, honestly.
People paid ridiculous amounts of money to see Bieber on Monday in London. And, 2 hours late. Or an hour late, depending on who you're asking. Biebs, of course, you know. He's on, like you know how pastors count, you know, with events?
I was going to make that joke. He's, oh, yeah, there was like 15,000 people there. there were 500.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. According to him, he was only 40 minutes late, but, the concert goers and or the promoter people say 2 hours. Either way, he was late, causing many 9-year-olds to be upset and groggy for school the next morning.
Yeah, like now.
Yeah.
Actually, it's in London, so they're getting through with their day now.
Well, most of them go to Hogwarts, so think about how late that was. They had to take the train all the way back to Hogwarts. Really late that night.
Super late.
Super late.
Well, unless
they're in London.
Unless they're over 17, because then they can just disapparate.
True. True.
That would have been okay.
That was the dumbest.
I'm sorry about this. About everything that just happened.
It's Wednesday. Don't forget, coming up 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig.
Yes.
Carol Hood for you now. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Vinyl Thief. Song called Faces. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Hey, we are about 20 minutes away from Amy Brown.
Yes.
Joining us in studio. We premiered one of her songs for New Music Tuesday. She's got a show in the ABQ.
She does, coming up this week.
At SOPO. So we're going to be talking with her this morning. And, of course, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission coming in as well this AM.
Yes.
So be looking for that. Now, I saw this story, and we had to talk about it.
Okay, we have to.
Have to!
Have to talk about it right now.
With all the Dave Ramsey shenanigans in my life, we don't really eat out as much as we used to.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of become like the once a week, like, hey!
Once a week?
Yeah.
That's like, that's amazing.
Why is that amazing?
We don't eat out once a week.
Oh.
Go ahead.
What do you spend all your money on?
Eating out like once every other week or once every 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Dude. Do you know where I work?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway.
Is this a trick question?
Yes.
So anyways, on the Cafe Mom message board, this was posted. Apparently this post has picked up around 500 comments, but here it is.
Okay.
So we went out to a fancy restaurant to celebrate a big birthday with some friends. The waitress was really nice and a really good waitress. It was one of the fancy restaurants that do not list the price of drinks.
Oh, one of those where you're like, I don't know what I'm paying.
Yeah. And she was stupid and didn't ask. Didn't expect that their drinks would be $15 a piece. So when they got the bill, it was over $200.
Oh, gosh. I'd cry. I would cry.
She says, I barely had enough to cover the bill with my debit card and left a 20 on the table. It's all the cash I had. She says, like I said, the waitress was awesome and I felt bad. So I was planning on getting more cash to bring up to her the next day.
We were leaving. That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We were leaving and she stopped us saying, excuse me, you forgot to bring down the total on your slip. So I wrote in a zero for a tip and brought the total down. When she saw that there was no additional tip, she switched modes.
Ooh,
from
she
super kind to total crazy mode.
Yeah.
And started yelling at us saying we should appreciate customer service more. I found out a couple days later. Her account went negative. Turns out she wrote in an additional 20 for herself on the slip.
Ooh, no bueno.
At that point, she says, I was livid. It cost me $30 in overdraft fees. She called the restaurant and immediately asked to talk to the manager. He apologized, reimbursed the money, and thanked me, saying he'd been looking for a reason.
To get rid of her.
To get rid of her.
That's mean. But you know what? Has to happen.
So here's the thing. The waitress should never have written the extra tip on the bill.
But woman who went there without knowing what everything costs was being irresponsible by not knowing.
Yeah, so what do you think should have happened? Maybe before giving her the thing or signing off as, hey, I'm sorry, I put a 20 on the table. This is all the money I have. I'm so sorry.
She should have said something.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Bigger bill than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Anyways, how would you handle it if you were at a restaurant and you knew you didn't have enough money for a tip? 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mysaticradio. I've been in a situation where I didn't have a whole lot of extra, and it was like,
yeah.
This is literally all I have.
Well, my husband and I were not too long, it was actually for our anniversary, we were blessed with dinner at a really, really expensive place.
Ah, yes. I know what you're talking about.
And they're like, all you have to cover is tip. And so we get there, and I'm like, so what'd you bring for tip? And he's like, I got out at 20. I'm like, dude, our bill's going to be like 160. He's like, that's not good. I'm like, no, we need to go out and get more.
If it's like 160 for two people and you put a 20 down, 160, that'd be $16.
Not enough.
10%.
Not enough.
Okay, fine. Static.
Hey, guys. So I find that absolutely outrageous that somebody would write in their own tip.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Yeah, so I'm pleased to hear that the person was let go, because you're responsible for behaving appropriately in your own action. So
yeah.
The server went way out of line, and you know, in this particular case, it seems, anyways, that the lady's heart issue was right. If she knew that, ooh, this isn't enough, this isn't right, and she was going to rectify it hypothetically. So there's that. But the word tip stands for to ensure promise. It's an old English thing.
Oh.
And So I've been over in the UK quite a bit, and they don't tip over
right,
there.
Right, they
unless,
don't.
Unless it's like majorly great, big league service,
wow.
Then they might tip 10%. You know, unless something is absolutely exceptional and you want to give that person money to say, wow, thank you, you've done an excellent job, and I want you to continue to get better, and, you know, and hand them that money.
Yeah.
And the way one of my UK buddies told me, he said, it'd be like if you were, you know, walking around on the street and somebody came up to you and just changed your life. That would be tip worthy. But other than that, no. No tip.
All right.
Hey.
Thanks for the call, man. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hard part is, you know, most waitresses make like $3 an hour.
Yeah.
And rely on the tips here in the States, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the UK. You don't have to tip in the UK?
No, but they probably get paid more. No, you don't.
Static.
You don't tip anywhere else.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hello.
So you know, I've heard waitresses doing that before in the past. One of the things that I learned real quick is that you don't put down on your tip line, especially if you throw cash on the table. Don't put zero on the tip line because that just enables them to be able to write in the number.
Yep.
What you do is you write cash on the tip line.
Huh.
That way, they can't actually write something else in there. And if they do, then it's easier to point out and say, hey, look, I wrote cash on that. You know, I threw cash on the table. They're doing this beyond what I authorized. So
okay.
That's the way you kind of get around that.
There you go.
That's a good one.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hello. What's going down?
Oh, you know, just talking about crazy waitresses and people who don't have enough money to leave a tip.
Oh, dude, I love tipping. I don't know why. Like, I don't care who my server is. I mean, if they do a horrible job, I'll still tip, but I won't tip. Because I'm usually the guy that'll give them, like, a tip, and they're like, wow, thanks.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and then when I use my bank card, I don't understand, because I never had given a tip like that before, and then they give me my receipt, and then it says how much, you know, the tip line or whatever. And I actually had to ask. I said, well, how do I give you a tip if I don't have no cash? And then, so in other words, when I leave, my banking card is still open.
Right.
Right? So I'm very leery on that. So I put a zero and a line through it, and then I give them cash just so... you know, because I never tip with my card, ever.
All right.
You know what I mean? I always tip with cash, and I always make sure before I go that I have at least $10 on me.
Yeah.
To tip. But that's just weird how it's so open-ended still when you leave the restaurant.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a good point.
Yeah. So I never tip with my card. I put a big zero on it and a line through it. And then I make sure that they get the tip, you know, so they know I tipped them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just so they, you know, just so they don't go back and think I'm a jerk and try to mess with my money.
Right.
So, yeah, that's just me.
There you go, man. Boo boy!
Love you.
Love you, bro.
A guy, or one of the guys that just called in earlier said he enjoys tipping. I don't know, he just likes tipping and giving good tips.
Yeah.
I do, too, because... I want to be like, if I ever come back to their restaurant and I have that same waiter, I want them to be like, oh, this is the person that totally gave me way more money than I deserved.
Yeah, and I've got like the three same spots that I go to, like restaurants.
So they know you.
So, yeah, exactly. I'm not one that goes out and about like a bunch of places. We've got our places. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah.
The three that are like, all right, we're going to go here. And so same thing. The hard part I have as far as tipping goes is when you call it in. And you're paying for it, and there's always that line to tip for the person behind the counter who literally just brought you your food up.
Well, okay, think about this.
Brought you your food up.
Okay, but in the tip line is always difficult in those situations.
Let me say it again. Literally just brought you your food up.
But I don't know who that money is going to. If it's going to them or the people. I don't know.
I still ask.
Yeah.
Hey, if I tip here, does somebody really get this tip? And usually it's like, well, yeah, it's me. And then I'm like, I shouldn't have asked. Because now I have to leave something.
Like a dollar.
Yeah, because I give like a really generous tip to the person who just handed me my
food. Right, but here's the thing. When I worked at the Bucks, it was like, I lived off of those tips. Like, that was my right. gas money. And some people
you
were like...
You didn't live off of those tips. I worked at the Bucks, too, and they paid you, like, a regular wage.
Well, yeah. But that was my gas money. Like, my tips...
I hear what you're saying.
My tips weekly were my gas money.
But you didn't live off of those.
Okay, a very small
they
wage.
They pay you a normal wage, though.
Yeah, it's like, called minimum wage.
Yeah, but it's not, like, $2.50 an hour like most waitresses.
Well, I know.
They
I know.
Literally live on those tips.
But here's
tips.
The thing. Okay, it's true. That was my gas money. And that's how I got through the week with my gas money. So, but some people didn't think that it was necessary to tip, and they didn't think it was worth tipping. Like, I had people be like, you're making my drink and handing it to me.
Right.
Like, why do you deserve a tip?
Right.
Like, I'm being really nice to you right now.
Because, well, I mean, they make a good point. Well, you're doing your job. We don't get tipped for doing the morning show. We're just doing our job.
It's true. It's true.
So, anyways, we'll bring this topic up again.
Yes.
Trust me. One woman, she, rocked a bill. It was a big bill. Didn't have enough to, give a solid tip. Mm-hmm. Left a 20 on the table. Waitress!
But she was
something
going,
in herself!
But she was going to fix it.
Yeah.
She was going to fix the tip. She was going to bring cash.
Tried to, yeah.
But that
we'll
didn't
bring it up.
Happen.
Coming right back, we have, Amy Brown coming in studio.
Yes.
I'm really, really excited about this. We premiered one of her songs for New Music Tuesday, and she's playing a show here in the ABQ, so she's in town right now, so we'll be talking with her here in just a minute. Also, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. And more on tipping!
More on tipping.
It's not just a city in China.
Cow tipping.
Yes.
That's all I had.
Okay.
That's all I had. I'm sorry.
That's unfortunate. Simo and Mitch!
In the morning?
Static Radio. Death and a Cure when it all goes south. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you.
Hey.
And joining us in studio now, Amy Brown, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's
good to be
going.
Here.
We premiered one of your songs last week for New Music Tuesday, and yeah, people dug it.
Yeah.
So we're like, we should get her in studio. No, that's not really how it worked, actually. You were like coming through Albuquerque, and it
perfect
totally
timing.
Worked out. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Amazing. So, in fact, you're playing in Albuquerque this evening.
Yep, over at Solomon's Porch in Calvary, yeah. Starting at 6 o'clock, just before service, so
yeah.
It'll be good.
Yes, I'm excited. And so, yeah, we got a solid response from your first track we premiered for New Music Tuesday. So let's talk a little bit about you, because when we first heard about you, Mitch was insistent that you were from Canada. I'm like, no, bro. She's from Albuquerque.
I'm like, no, she told
but
me.
But she lives in Nashville, but she's from Albuquerque because she said she used to listen and she was from Albuquerque. But it turns out I'm totally wrong. Or we're both right. Or I don't know how that works.
Yeah, it's a little bit confusing. I was born in Canada, and so Mitch was right. And then... Yeah, lived in Albuquerque for a very large part of my life, and then now I just moved to Nashville for college. So
cool.
Yeah, a little bit of everywhere.
What are you learning about in school?
Music business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Business of music. Hey, that's a good place to be, Nashville.
Yeah,
it is. And it's, oh my gosh, there's so many people that you can get in touch with even with just the business side.
Yeah.
You know, I'm interning for ASCAP, and so, you
wow.
know. Yeah, I met like the senior vice president of promotions for Universal. I mean, you get some really cool connections and stuff there.
Dude, that's cool.
Yeah.
So out there, going to school, writing music, obviously.
Yep.
Doing your thing.
Yep.
How can people learn more about you and or find your stuff?
Well, I've got a Facebook page, and so they can go to facebook.com/ Amy, AmyCl, and then the color brown, Amy CL Brown. I also looked it up, and I think, you know, if you just Google Amy Brown Music, it actually, a lot of the stuff comes up, Reverb.
Nice.
Twitter, all that good stuff.
Nice.
So.
Cool. We'll definitely post your Facebook page. We'll post a link there where people can find more on you. But
perfect.
Yeah. So why are you in Albuquerque? You just like traveling through and show and...
Well, basically, it's spring break right now for us. Really early spring break. So
it's freezing out here still. So.
I know. Well, when I left Nashville, it was an inch of snow.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like at least I got here and it's clear skies and everything, you know, and 60 degrees. Like, that's unheard of right now in Nashville. So... You know, but yeah, spring break and just doing little gigs and things like that.
Very cool.
While I'm here, yeah.
You excited to be away from tornado areas? Have you been in one yet? Have you seen anything crazy?
Oh my gosh. I was freaking out one night. It was like 2 a.m. or something, and I got a little warning on my phone that there was like a tornado warning coming in. And then all of a sudden this siren goes off and it's like
no way.
And it's so, I mean, I thought I was in like an action movie. Everybody that's not from there was literally booking it down the halls. I open up the door and everybody's freaking out running, and then everybody who lives in Nashville is just like, oh, here we go again.
Right.
You know? It was just, and I'm one of the people that's booking it down the halls like, right. I'm going to save your life, pounding on the doors. Like, get down to the basement. So yeah, it's crazy.
Any cows flying through the air? Any craziness?
Twister?
No.
Another Twister reference?
Yeah, right? Sweet. Luckily, no, I hid. I was in the basement. I didn't want to see what was going on outside. Right. But I don't think anything passed through and really ruined us.
You didn't like start out in black and white and then all of a sudden something crazy happened and you woke up in color and there were a bunch of short people around you?
You didn't have a little dog?
You know,
nothing like that, but yeah.
Good to know.
That is good to know.
So what are you going to play for us? You brought your guitar.
I did.
I was pretty stoked.
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, I might as well do a little upbeat to kind of wake you guys up in the morning or something
That. It's way too early Wednesday, so we could definitely be woken up today.
Yes.
We need that.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
So, should I go?
Yeah, what song are you going to play?
Let's do, I'm going to do Stand Out.
All right. What's it about?
Basically, this song I wrote when I was in high school. And so if you can piece two and two together, Stand Out basically means just being who you are and finding, you know, what you want to do in life and doing that.
Very cool.
Seem to remember the last time I felt like I was right in my own mind. I'm always fading through time. Life can be so complicating, leaving me contemplating whether I should just let go of my passions inside. I hold on too tightly to my fears. When everything I want is standing right here, I wanna live and stand out. Forgetting the motions of every day, never wait for the attention of someone else. It's in myself to capture every moment and never be a face in the crowd. I wanna live and stand out. Dreams to be the kings and the queens of this world and be proud of where we stood. When it came down to growing up, we had to let go of what we want in order to do what we should. We hold on too tightly to our fears. When everything we want is standing right here, I wanna live and stand out. Forgetting the motions of every day, never wait for the attention of someone else. It's in myself to capture every moment and never be a face in the crowd. I wanna live and stand out. It doesn't make sense why we all do the same things. We were born with different and own unique dreams. Just take the time to stand outside the box. See you can fly with your own wings. Yeah, I wanna live and stand out. Forgetting the motions of every day, never wait for the attention of someone else. It's in myself to capture every moment and never be a face in the crowd. I wanna live and stand out. Forgetting the motions of every day, never wait for the attention of someone else. It's in myself. Capture every moment and never be a face in the crowd. We can go beyond our own doubt. Just live. live and stand out. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, yeah. I wanna live and stand out. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you.
That was awesome. All right, Amy Brown, in concert.
Thank you.
Tonight.
6 o'clock, Solomon's Porch.
For free. Have you seen the stage, like the setup and all the craziness
it's
going on there?
Monty's doing sound for me. And it's
Monty.
Yes, dude.
Hi, that guy.
Yeah, good friend of mine. Yes. So
good stuff. So tonight, 6 o'clock, Amy Brown. We are going to post a link to Facebook, facebook.com/AmyCL Brown, right? Did
yes.
I get that right?
Amy
Boom.
CL Brown.
All right, we'll post a link at our Facebook page, facebook.com/myaesthetic radio. But 6 o'clock.
Tonight.
Yep.
Get
so
there.
Po.
Grab a coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Some
coffee.
Food. And just hang out.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Dude, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
That was awesome.
I had so much fun.
Yes.
I always wanted to be in here with you guys. Uh-huh. And grew up listening.
Anytime you're in this in Albuquerque, you've got to come to the studio.
Contact
us.
Yes. We'll be here.
I'll play new songs.
Yeah. You have our contact info now. So
yeah.
Come
perfect.
Hang out with us. There it is.
Awesome.
All right. 6 o'clock tonight at Solomon's Porch, Amy Brown. And if you loved that song, then get down there. It's going to be rad.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be
packed.
Many more.
Yeah. It really is going to be packed.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. I
packed,
hope so. I'm better when there's more people for sure.
There you go.
That's
so
cool.
Next time we just need to get like the studio full of people or what?
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
everybody just standing here staring at
perfect.
You.
Perfect. Yeah. And I
don't know what to do.
I went with my guitar.
Okay.
Just be like totally stiff. Yeah. That's perfect. That's how I like it.
That's next time.
All
there
right.
It is. All right. Got the latest from Unifier for you right now. From their Oh Great City record, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. For King and Country, Fine, Fine Live, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. You all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I'm all right.
Yeah? Doing all right?
Yeah,
doing
bro.
Doing okay over there?
Yeah, bro.
All right, cool.
So, I was a little late this morning.
Yeah. Little late meaning 23 minutes late.
Hey, whoa.
I counted, 23.
Love keeps no record of wrong, too.
Oh, I didn't, I don't
First
love you.
13.
I'm mad at you.
Wow.
My
wow.
love is based on my current state of mind.
Oh,
my feelings.
Wow. Sorry, Kelly.
only with you.
So, I found a survey. I love this. New survey found some workers are suffering from a lack of punctuality.
Oh,
I wouldn't know anything
no
about that. Yeah. 1 in 10 workers, 13% actually. Say they arrive late to work at least once a week, and 24% say they arrive late at least once a month. 1 in 5 admit to making up fake excuses to explain their tardiness. I was super honest
you
with
super
you
honest.
This morning.
Yeah, I was doing my mustache. I didn't realize how long it took me to do my mustache. But you know what? For you,
yeah.
For you, none of those apply.
What are you talking about?
You have a routine. I've noticed this
yeah.
over the past 10-ish months of being your co-host.
Okay.
This is how you are. You are either super early or right on time
mm-hmm.
most of the time.
Yeah.
And then for 1 or 2 weeks out of either each month or every other month, you go through this thing where you're like, I'm late. Like, you are late.
What, like once a month?
No. No, like for like a
hey,
week
like
straight.
What are you talking about? I was on time on Monday.
No, you were not.
On Monday? I was here early.
Barely.
Oh, man. Wow.
So, you just get into, like, it's like a routine that you're like, this isn't okay, but I'm doing this. This isn't okay. And then immediately, then you
wow.
snap out of it and you're okay.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I was late today.
And yesterday.
Barely late.
Yesterday, you were late.
I don't know.
Barely late is late. We have a morning show. It is our job to wake everyone up, and you are not taking it seriously, sir.
When asked to identify the primary cause for coming in late, 27% of workers said traffic, which is crazy right now.
Totally.
Crazy over here. That's, I mean, come on.
Okay.
We're doing construction.
Not at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, they're not doing construction. They're just orange barrels out, and it's not that bad.
Lies. There are still, like, crazy, crazy people with semis and dirt and
excuses.
Moving stuff.
Excuses.
So anyways.
I got here just fine.
10% pointed to getting their kids ready for school or daycare, which I've never done because I get up way before they wake up. 11% said falling back asleep was the main culprit, which that's been
yeah.
the case mostly this week.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. The alarm goes off, and I'm like, I gotta get up.
Three of those.
Gotta get out. Gotta do this. And what's hard right now, okay, This is not an excuse. What's hard right now is Brody is, he's got
your
a little
baby,
like bassinet crib
mm-hmm.
thingy, but it's in our room.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So when my alarm goes off, I'm like, boom, I got to shut it off. Like,
otherwise he'll wake up.
Shut that down. Yes, he will, because he'll wake up and I don't want to wake up. But the problem with that is I'm not one of those people that, oh, alarm goes off, hit, okay.
Stretch, blah, blah, blah.
I'm good. I'm getting sleepy just thinking about my waking up routine. But I can't just, like, let the alarm go off for 0.4 seconds and then be awake.
Okay.
I'm the guy that usually the alarm goes off for, like, 2 minutes and then I finally hit that.
Oh, really? I'd be so angry at you.
Except Chrissy's a harder sleeper than me, so usually, like, if her alarm goes off first somehow, I'm pushing her out. So
I'm the person, I get it. It's like a game while I'm half asleep. It really is. And I let my alarm go off, like, 6 or 7 times before I actually get up. But it's like a game to turn it off as fast as possible.
I'm telling you, dude. Other popular reasons include forgetting something at home.
How often
I usually
can you use
just,
that?
Actually, Sunday, I was doing worship, but I left my phone at home. And I just kept going.
That's okay.
Because I was like, you know what? I don't need it.
The other day,
I'm doing worship, and I can't be late.
On Sunday, I did the same thing. I brought my phone to work, but then I went home right after I got off of work here, right after I left here, and then we had to do a billion other things, like literally.
Literally a billion?
A billion other things.
Literally.
Yes.
You realize that means you did a billion things on Sunday.
I probably did.
Literally.
Combined with breathing, blinking, walking, talking.
Your heart beating?
My heart beating. Probably over a billion things.
Wow.
And mixed with actual things.
Right.
I just left my phone. And I was like looking through my bag and like checking my pockets, looking all over the car. I'm like, I forgot my phone at home. It's okay. I don't need it. Don't need it. And all day until around 11 o'clock at night, I didn't have my phone. And
it was
liberating.
Right there.
Felt so
high
nice.
Five. I feel like I want to leave my phone at home more often because I was, that's it. That was the exact word, liberated.
Okay, and I said that, I was like, I don't need my phone. I don't need my phone. Like, I felt good about it.
And then 7 seconds later when you couldn't check Instagram?
No. right after that, Kelly, my husband was like, I don't need my phone either. Why do I have my phone? I don't need my phone. And he was like, wanted to get rid of his phone too.
See? Telling you.
It felt nice. Anyway, reasons why people are late to work.
Well, yeah, leaving something at home, like your phone, feeling sick. Dude, let's be honest. I've been sick like all week.
That's not fair.
It's not fair. I'm sick. It's not me.
How often can you say, oh, I feel so sick, and use that as an excuse to be late to work every day?
Inability to find car keys.
Oh, dude.
I have a bowl. We have a bowl. If they're in the bowl.
We have a hook.
Yeah, if they're in the bowl, everything's perfect.
Yeah.
If they're not.
You're like, where are they? This is where they go.
Yeah.
And usually they're like in the front door.
What do you think the number one day for late arrivals
Monday.
Happens to be? Wow. Didn't even have to like blink. Yes, Monday. Most popular day for late arrivals, according to 64% of hiring managers. Monday was the day I was early. Yeah. I was early on Monday.
Overachieving on Monday, underachieving every other day of the week.
Yeah, while the majority of hiring managers don't typically question the validity of the reasons provided, 35% say most of the time they don't believe the excuses. I love this survey because managers provided examples of the most unusual excuses employees have offered for arriving late to work. These come from hiring managers, and this is probably my favorite thing in the universe.
I want to know them.
All right, number one. I dreamed that I was fired, so I didn't bother getting out of bed. Have you ever had, like, a crazy dream, and then you wake up, and, like, the whole morning's, like, shot because the dream was super real, and you're like,
No, I do, however, wake up and think, what is today? Oh, cool. I don't have to go anywhere today. Or the opposite, where my only day that I don't work or don't get up and do anything is Saturday.
You're like frantic and you have to jump out of bed because you think you're running late.
Why is the sun up and why am I still here?
Oh, it's Saturday. Okay.
Good.
All right. Number two, I had to take my cat to the dentist. Have you ever taken a cat to the dentist? You're a cat person.
No.
You're one of those.
No, actually, are you kidding me?
What?
Apologize, sir.
I'm sorry.
Mean it.
Hey.
Yeah. Can't say that with a smile on your face.
I can't. I don't know how to mean it. I'm not sorry. You are one of those. You smell like cat. You have cat hair on your clothes.
Oh my gosh.
Cat person.
Okay, continue. I'm
You're
done talking
a cat
to
person.
You.
Number three.
Do I really
went
smell
all
like cat?
The way. Yes, you do. I mean, you got, the cat people have that smell, but they don't think they smell because it's all around them. It's everywhere because there's a kitty litter box and there's just like
the cat litter box isn't even in the house.
And the cat fur and the cat everything. And so then they're like, oh, this is great because your nostrils have been inundated with cat. It's like when you work at Starbucks for an extended period of time and everybody's
505-338-3700. Somebody call and rebuke him.
You reek like coffee. And you're like, dude, I don't know because your nostrils are inundated with
That's
it so
true.
Much. You forget when, that you stink.
When I worked at S-Bucks, I knew that I smelled like coffee and I could always smell it.
All right.
Ugh, I'm so done talking to you. What time is it?
Number three for a list of the oddest excuses hiring managers have heard from their employees. Went all the way to the office and realized I was still in my pajamas and I had to go home and change. That's why I was late. Could you imagine? I've gotten in the car and gotten... That's still in the neighborhood, but driven a little way and realized, why is everything so fuzzy? Like, am I not feeling well?
Phone
am I sick? What is happening? I didn't put my contacts in. I can't see anything. I've had to turn around and go home for that. Static.
Yo.
What up?
Dude, Mitch, cats are nasty.
Cats are nasty.
Okay, but that's not the point. The point is
I bet you have more hair on your back of your shirt than you know.
No, you want to know what I do? I have this down. I get my clothes clean. I hang them up. I don't touch the cat. In the morning, I get ready and I run out the door. I don't touch the cat.
Oh, come on.
I don't sit down. I'm not the person
like
to sit down.
Like you got duct tape on your couch backwards so you sit down and get up. You can just peel all the hair right off.
I don't sit down. I don't know, think you know who I am. I don't sit down on the couch and hang out for 5 minutes before I can get up.
Does the cat hang out on the couch? Do you let the cat anywhere it wants to go?
Yes.
Pretty much. Not where
you
anywhere.
You have like Instagram photos of your cat everywhere.
Just on the couch and bed.
Blah,
blah. I don't like her on the bed.
That's crazy. And then you get even my mom's stinking little chihuahua. That little thing got hit when we like on the every Saturday me and my wife would clean up the house. We pull the cushions off and everything. And we have literally I put a blanket over the couch because we have a beige like suede leather couch. And even though I have it covered completely, somehow some little dang hairs get on the couch and it just makes me, oh.
Yep. There it is. So,
all right, Mitch. Hey, catch your little
flip. Well, boy from Cruises. Static.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What up?
Dude, I like cats, man.
Dude, that's cool.
I can't believe you're dogging her like that.
Exactly. Really? Get it?
What? Get
you
it?
Know what? I'm on Mitch's side.
Thank you.
All right.
You can't smell
you can
them.
Like cats. I grew up with a cat. I had a cat growing up. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
I did.
So a bad experience must have happened, which is why you don't like
cats
anymore.
I don't
want
to talk about it.
So you had a bad experience, and now you are a hater. I'm sorry. You know what? Thank you for being on my side. They don't smell bad.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, this is Sunny.
Hi, Sunny.
So my mother-in-law has 13 cats.
That's death.
Oh,
I have one cat.
That's the seventh circle of hell. That is what that is. I read Dante's Inferno. I know.
I have one cat. One.
Crazy.
And I will never get another one after her.
No.
Because I think Satan embodies her.
See, you admit it.
But they don't smell bad.
We have to plan our wardrobe when we go over there. Because we know clothes we come out with are going to reek.
There you go.
We never wear our nice coats. Even if it's in the wintertime, we don't even wear our coats in yet. They're going to come out. And then what's even worse is holidays. Because he wants to bring something to the potluck.
No.
You know
that
cat is
going to
step in that food.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Sonny.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, there's a reason why cats are not man's best friend.
Right, exactly. There is a reason.
Oh, I don't know.
It's called they're cats.
What's the reason?
The reason is they're cats.
Reason because no one likes cats. Cats want to rule the world.
Yeah. Cats need to go back to Egypt if they want to be taken care of.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's completely accurate.
That's what happened is... Thank you for
cats, go back to Egypt.
Back in the day.
No, they didn't have hair.
Cats were, worshipped in Egypt, and it gave them a complex, so they think they still rule the world, all right? So cats all over the world are it's like through their ancestry.
Who worshipped you and made you think that you rule the world? Because
what?
You're like making all the rules
I'm just telling the truth. I watch the History Channel
now. You're just like
now.
My cat.
I saw that
You're
Bible.
You're just as bipolar as my cat.
I saw that new show on the Bible, and then I stuck around, and afterwards there was a show about cats and how they used to be worshipped and how they still have that complex. I'm just saying.
You are such a liar.
Static.
You know, Steve, you do need to owe her an apology. You need to apologize if she's a cat person.
What? Why?
No, apologize to her for being a cat person.
Oh, yes. No, I'm very sorry about that.
You know what? You come over to my house, and you see if this cat... You're going to love my cat. I'm going to make you meet my cat.
Who are you talking to now?
Him.
Oh, okay.
No, you know what I did, actually, is I painted a cross on my trash can, and I haven't seen your devil cat since.
I was waiting for a
there
call from
is.
You.
There it is. Thanks, TJ. Tej! Static.
I rebuke you, Satan. I'm just joking.
Beautiful. Amazing.
On a serious note, man. Cats are terrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just imagine your couch. The couch has been changing color so I can lose so much hair.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude, for real.
I clean that couch every day.
Yeah.
Every day. I'm going home and I'm taking a picture of my couch.
Well, the phone lines are jammed. This is ridiculous. Over cats. Here's my question for you. You know, my dear friend Paul in Houston brought up a really good point.
No, he did not.
This whole conversation started about why people are late for work, and one of them was, you know, cats and taking your cat to the dentist. And you were, like, getting on me about being 20 minutes late. Yet this morning, we were talking about Justin Bieber in London on Monday. He was 2 hours late to a show, and you totally blew it off like it was no big deal.
Okay, can we talk about how that's happened once?
I was 20 minutes late today once! Once!
And no, often.
I'm a human being!
Okay, fine. Grace, both lines are open.
Static.
This is Mark Wiggins.
Wiggins!
Hi
What's
there.
Up, fireman Wiggins?
How many cats have you had to save out of a tree?
Man, I've missed you too. I know, you're a fireman. How many cats have you had to pull out of a tree because they're dumb and can't get down?
Well, it's not the cats that are dumb, by the way.
Okay.
That's all I got to say since I'm a public servant. But there's no cat skeletons in trees. They come down eventually. And normally we have to go rescue the people that are trying to get the cats out of the tree. And, you know, they get mad when we poke them with our axes and stuff.
Oh, my gosh. But
I'm kind of rare because I love both cats and dogs. If you get the right cat, they're really, really cool. But I got to say, it's because they take on the personality of a dog. And they come when you call them. They go places.
Yes.
They hang out. They look at you funny. They're always plotting to kill you. Don't get me wrong.
It's true. They are.